It's been an extraordinary morning. If I sound a little subdued or understated, that's because I'm on a train. And we all know how annoying it is when people speak too loudly into mobile phones in public. It's been extraordinary because of 8 young people with whom I've spent the morning in Nottingham, a city which, if you're not from the UK, may well be familiar to you in the sense of Robin Hood, Sherwood Forest, and dare I say it, even Kevin Costner. These 8 young people, I think it's fair to say, all come from seriously disadvantaged backgrounds, violent neighbourhoods, low-income families. A number of them have withdrawn from mainstream education. They're in their teens. One lady was with us only because she'd been granted bail by the local police. And yet, these 8 people have a unique opportunity, which is in a couple of weeks' time to go to Parliament and to spend time on the floor of the House of Lords debating issues that they feel strongly about. It could be anything. It just needs to be a set of issues that feel relevant to them as young people and on which the government might see fit to act. So quite an opportunity for these people, and they'll be joined there by young people from Liverpool as well as from London itself in the southeast. Today was all about them practicing and picking up some tips and ideas and just gaining greater confidence in preparation for that day at the House of Lords later this month. What really struck me was just how acute that barrier is of being put on the spot. It's a real challenge for these people to find the words to express what they think and feel on issues when they're put under pressure. Pressure being, in this case, being confronted by a room of 7 of their peers, me, plus also, and here was the killer, a film crew. There was a camera and a boom sweeping in, and that really added to the spotlight feel that they had to overcome. One young lady was hugely shy at the start. She was talking a little bit about wanting to be an actress in the future, but when asked to develop on that, to expand, just struggled to say anything at all. When asked, who's your favourite actress, do you have someone that you admire, she just said, no, don't know, no one, mind's blank. Tell us, do you have a show you like watching or a favourite kind of film? What kind of actress would you want to be? Again, shrug of the shoulders, eyes go down, arms folded, no, nothing to say, don't know really. And at first part of me was feeling, I suppose, very, well, just sad that she was being hamstrung so severely by, I guess, by nerves. But then it struck me that feeling of being put on the spot and the problems that causes, that's not unique to a young person from Nottingham, from no matter how disadvantaged a background. It's a human experience. It's something we all share, and I imagine there might well have been times for you too where you've been put under the spot and you know you haven't given of your best. You know that you haven't communicated your point with as much confidence as you would wish, and that's a human thing. And what's extraordinary and what really hit me today, and just it really never ceases to amaze me, just how much potential there is in all of us, and not least these 8 young people, to really unleash our voice within. Because as they grew in confidence during the morning and gradually started to say more and realised they weren't going to get shot down for expressing a view, they weren't going to be criticised for saying how or what they felt, it really came to life. And by the end we had a genuine debate about the need to put more into youth clubs, for example, to invest more in helping people prepare for real jobs, not just provide them with empty qualifications that get screwed up by a potential employer at the interview table because the person's just not been taken seriously. And in 2 weeks' time, it's inspiring, having seen the really light really come on and people find their voice today. It's exciting to think that in 2 weeks' time, they will all be going to the House of Lords to take the floor, and we've got and they're up for it, and we've got 2 people who will be giving a prepared speech each on that issue. It's exciting stuff. So more soon on this, but really quite a day.